Chattanooga's number one hit music station. We are Hits 96. Gino D here with you, joined in studio by Brock Olson, Chattanooga-based dating expert. We're helping out Anonymous right now. Brock, 36 years old, out of a long-term relationship, 15-year relationship with her son's father. She needed some help, some assistance, some support. She got that from her friends. They were a married couple. It seems, yeah, a friend and her husband. And now they're going through some turmoil. This is about 9 months after her divorce and breakup. And now she's finding herself with some feelings maybe for this husband, and she's not sure what she should do. I suggest not doing anything and just suppressing these feelings and moving on to the next one. What should she do?
Yes, she does need to move on. Yeah. She doesn't need to be entertaining this idea at all. And I'm not saying like the idea is completely out of left field. I mean, you've been around this couple now for nearly a year. Like they've been there. They're kind of an example of a relationship. You're probably getting to see him provide husband responsibilities, and you're probably missing that a little bit. You're probably getting to see them, you know, have that that relationship, even though now like you're hearing your friend say that she's unhappy and she's done, she wants to be out. It's normal for you to kind of do the math, like, if you're out, maybe maybe I can. No, you do not need to do that, and there's so many reasons why. I'm just going to tell you this right now: that man is in no state to entertain you. Let's start right there. That man is going through a whirlwind of emotions. And if you even think that he's in a place where he could entertain a relationship with you, or that that's even a prospect that he's interested in investing into, you're sadly mistaken. He is not in a place to do that. And I'm not even going to get into the fact that you're about to backstab one of your best friends or your best friend. Like, that just goes without saying, and you can see all over my social media, everybody's telling you, do not do that. Now, I'm going to talk about a little bit why this often happens. Why do people go after their best friends, exes, husbands, wives? Why is that? And Gino, you're right. It is a proximity thing.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this on previous segments where, and I actually just posted a reel. I was kind of rehashing some old material. Mm-hmm. And there was a person who said, I'm falling for my trainer. My husband's not around a lot. I'm falling for my trainer. Well, it's because you're always around your trainer. You see him 3 times a week minimum. It's a proximity thing. And yeah, we see this when you start bonding with your coworkers or just situations like that. It is a proximity thing. And if you are wanting something, if you are not healing, and it kind of sounds like you really haven't healed that much, if you're even willing to entertain something that would jeopardize your friendship, you have a scarcity mindset. And a scarcity mindset is where you think that you have no real options outside of what's immediately in front of you. It's one of the worst mindsets you can possibly have whenever you're single, or I'm even gonna say in a relationship. What it does, it makes you behave unnaturally, makes you behave needy, makes you behave desperately. And what do? When we are desperate, we do things that kind of go against societal and maybe even our personal code. And if we really think about it, we'd probably be really disgusted to see what we're willing to do whenever we are in that state of being. So you cannot date with the scarcity mindset. You need to completely heal yourself. You need to make sure that you know what your boundaries, your standards, your values, the qualities you bring to a relationship. And you need to do some intentional dating outside of your proximity circle. You need to meet some new people. You need to leave that man alone. You need to reestablish and reaffirm where you are as far as a friend, because a real friend, a real friend would never do this to another friend. So are you incapable of real friendship? Because I'll tell you what, if that man is actually healed and he catches wind that you can't have another female relationship, that's not an attractive thing. It's really not. You need to stick with your friend as long as they're doing things that are with integrity, and leave that man alone and just side with your friend. The scarcity mindset is a very dangerous thing. It can have you doing some really, really shady things. So the abundance, the infinite mindset, that's what I want to inspire you to really dive into. And you can do that by knowing the things that you bring to a relationship and being very, very cognizant of the fact that just because somebody is directly in front of you doesn't mean that they're meant for you. So again, me and everybody on my social media is telling you, leave that man alone.
Definitely. And I thought that's the route you were going to go. And it did seem to me too, it kind of caught me off guard. 9 months after 15 years is not a long time to heal, to fully heal. from the relationship, no matter how it ended or why it ended. But then, of course, yeah, to add their relationship now from, I mean, it just seems like there's just so many layers there. If anything, time, give it some, at least give yourself, give them time, and who knows what can happen in the future. But
very
I
true.
Have to say, it just seems like there's just too many people in the kitchen right now.
And that's a rule of thumb. Don't ever go after your friend's ex.
Right.
Like, just,
should be.
There are so many people out there, so many opportunities, so many options. Don't jeopardize the relationships you currently have for one that you do not at all.
Anonymous, thank you so much for writing in. We greatly appreciate that. If you listening have a question that you would like Brock to tackle, some looking for some advice on all types of different things, relationships, send your email now. That's Gino, G-I-N-O at WDODradio.com. We'll tackle it on the air. And of course, yes, you can be as anonymous as you like. And don't forget, check out Brock's website too, BrockOlson.com, and give him a follow on social media for more stuff just like this. Brock, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.